The Blues Brothers getting us into 9:31 in the morning, where it is time for Ask Brett the Vet, where we join with our good friend Dr. Brett Ellis to talk about what's happening with our pets and such. Ask Brett the Vet is on the air on Real Roots Radio, and we will let you know how you can get a hold of Veterinary Associates if you have an animal that is in need of some veterinary services. The doctor is with us right now. How are you, good sir?
I am great. Had a nice day yesterday. Saw about 8 horses, and we were up at Montgomery County, Metro Parks, over in Huber Heights, and have just a beautiful facility up there. They do summer camps for kids who get to experience horseback riding and horse care and what's all involved, which I think if your daughter or son wants to get into horses, do that first. Don't just go buy a horse. There's a lot involved. So it'd be good to see if they really want to get into horsemanship. They like cleaning out stalls, and they like picking up horses' legs and cleaning out their hooves every day. And they poop a lot. They're really good at making poop, which is some of the best garden compost you can add after
a
couple of years. So it's useful poop, unlike our dog poop. We still haven't figured out anything to do with that. So other than bury it,
right?
But the Metro Parks of Dayton are pretty extensive. I just heard a story where they if you in Montgomery County, you're 5 minutes from where, no matter where you live, you're 5 minutes from what's a metro park.
Mm-hmm.
So they're quite expansive over there. But this one's up by Huber Heights, between 201 and Route 4. And go to their website, check it out, and I think it'd be a great place for summer camps. And they do some trail lessons for people that just want to ride horses. So they don't have a lot of those horses anymore because they're getting older, but they can take, I think they said 4 to 7 people at a time. So that's what we were doing yesterday, is just treating some backs and necks and getting those horses feeling better and moving straight. So it was a nice day. Just a little warm, but the nice thing is these good barns have big fans that move the air and keeps the flies off of you and keeps the air moving and just makes it a lot more tolerable.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet, and from many years being in those barns, I know you're getting ready for a busy time because we've got the Greene County Fair a couple of weeks away, and then of course we've got Montgomery going on right now, we've got Clinton going on right now, you said Clark was next week, so we are in full fair season.
Yes, it is. It is full on fair season. So remember to get out there and support all the kids in 4-H and their projects. They're working hard, and it's a great investment in our community. You know, there's not many events in our community except for the 4th of July fireworks, which went off very well.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. So thanks again to Rotary and the Sunny Cab family and all the other sponsors that supported that event. So that was very nice. Of course, we were gone, but good old Dr. John, he'll be 85 in November, and he still filled a role for Rotary, volunteered to run the tent from 4 to 10 p.m. So stuck it out and did his job as a good Rotarian. So I've got a lot to live up to.
Yes, you do, man. That was pretty hot that day, and he was out there still getting her done.
Getting her done. So I was after working a few hours too at the office. So good for Dr. John. He's definitely a role model worth having. So, then we've got the fair. The check-ins begin on the Friday, the 27th, I believe, and so it's always the last weekend of July, and it's been that way for how many years are we now?
Long time.
I forget what it was.
Yeah, but I was gonna say you lose track after a while.
Yes, you do. We've been there for quite a few of them. So, so get out there, just to get the community together and have a good time together and see each other when you see your neighbors and you talk to your neighbors. It's a lot easier to be nice to your neighbors, and we need more of that. So get together and enjoy some great fair food and some livestock. And horse racing is going to be Wednesday and Thursday night. I'm doing the drug testing for that, and we're doing all the animal shows as well. So there's quite a bit of. It starts at 8 a.m. every day and ends with the last event at the grandstand. Closes it out every night. So Sunday to Sunday, get out there and support our community's youth.
Now, Doc, before we go, I saw this on social media, and I wondered if you'd ever had not this, but something crazy like this. This comes to us from Richland County, where a Humane Society recently saved a kitten. The kitten actually came in with a broken glass jar stuck around its neck. So they had to wiggle that off there safely. This poor kitten just had this jar just wrapped around its neck, basically, and then the glass was broken around its head. You ever have a rescue story like that?
Not specifically like that, but we do see, leashes, collars, sometimes yarn will get wrapped around a leg or and it's a long-haired animal, and it's not noticed until their foot is swollen, they're not bearing weight on it, and sometimes those things just keep constricting. Like it happens either intentionally or unintentionally, and it goes unnoticed. So yeah, but the glass jar, that's a new one. But they are when you get presents from Chewy for the dogs or the cats, especially, they oftentimes like the box more than they like the toy. So, they are investigative little creatures. I could imagine one getting into a glass jar they couldn't get out of, kind of like, Winnie the Pooh getting stuck in the honey jar. That could happen.
No doubt about that. So it had a good ending, and now they were able to get the jar off of it safely, and now they're trying to get it a new home. So hopefully they can get that job done.
Lots of kittens for adoption out there right now. So when you can get them neutered, so that we don't have more kittens than we can handle, which is unfortunately usually the case.
Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet. Now, if folks have some veterinary care that they need for their animals, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 937-372-9978, located at the roundabout just north of Xenia and south of Yellow Springs.
All right, my friend, appreciate it, and we'll chat again next Thursday at 9:30.
I look forward to it. Take care, everyone. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, see you, bud.